Suddenly, I found myself nose to nose with the rooster. Or, to be more precise, nose to beak. Roosters don't have noses, don't you see? But they do have beaks, and I found myself nose to beak with this smart-aleck rooster. Do ever don't that pal again. Feathers are out. I blinked my eyes and shook the vaporous vapors from my head. What are you doing here? What is the meaning of this? You just pecked me on the ear.
Yes, I did. I certainly did. And there's a reason for that, mister.
Oh, yeah? Well, we'd better hear it. And it had better be a good one.
It is. It's plenty good. Elsa told me to find you and give you an important piece of information is what Elsa told me to do. I found you all right, but you was sleeping on the job.
My lips curled into a snarl. I was not asleep. The head of ranch security never sleeps on the job.
Then what was you doing? And how come you was twitching and squeaking and making all them silly sounds?
For your information, Feather Duster, I was downloading files from data control and doing other technical matters which are much too complicated for a chicken to understand.
I ain't a chicken. I'm a rooster.
And the sounds you heard were the normal clicks and whirs of a massive processing machine at work.
You was asleep, Pooch, and you got caught.
For a moment of heartbeats, I gave serious thought to amputating part of his tail, and maybe a few other parts as well. But then I recalled that he had said something about... What was it? Important information? Yes, that was it. Hensley, instead of yielding to my savage instincts, I decided to probe his tiny rooster mind, on the small chance that I might find something there. I walked a few paces away and took a deep breath of... Well, of air, of course. Then I whirled around and faced him. All right, JT, let's cut the small talk and go straight to the bottom line. I'm a very busy dog.
Yeah, I noticed how busy you were.
You didn't buy my story about downloading files, so I might as well reveal the real purpose of this meeting. You thought you caught me sleeping, right?
That's right, Pooch. And I won't let you forget it, either.
JT, I don't usually reveal my tactics to the common rabble, but in your case, I'll make an exception. I began pacing, as I often do when my mind is moving at a high rate of speed. Number one, last night our intelligence network reported that your wife, Elsa, had some important information for us. Number two, we decided that the best way of gathering that information was for me to go underground and assume the disguise of a sleeping dog. Number three, we used the sleeping dog disguise because we were fully aware that you get some kind of twisted pleasure out of disturbing the sleep of sleeping dogs. Number four, we knew you would be drawn to the sleeping dog disguise, and sure enough, you were. Number five, we call this a sting operation, JT, and you had just been stung. You swallowed the bait and walked right into our trap. I whirled around and gave him a triumphant smile. That's why you're here, JT. We've called this secret meeting, and now we're ready to hear your information. I'm sorry we had to fool you, but that's just the way we operate. He stared at me with those big red rooster eyes of his.
Oh, I'll be darned. I guess I fell for that deal.
Yes, you did, but that's no disgrace. We're clever beyond your wildest dreams.
I sure thought I caught you goofing off. That kind of ruins my day, to tell you the truth.
I paced over to him and sat down. I understand, JT, and that's too bad. But let's get on with this interrogation. Tell me about Elsa's report.
Yes, Elsa's report. She sure had a report, if I can remember what she said. She talks a lot, Elsa does. Don't get me wrong, she's a wonderful hen, but every now and then a guy begins to crave silence. You know what I mean?
The report. Give me the details.
Just hold your horses, Poots. I'm a-getting there.
He cocked his head to the side, blinked his eyes, and gave me his shocking report.